The brilliant white lights beam down upon the cold metal table occupying the center of the dark room. Atop the table was a body. The body lay unflinching as the knife cut through the skin, reaching for the muscles below. The stench of burning flesh and the sharp musk of the operating room saturated the air as the final stitches were made and the operation was complete. A basketball practice and a hospital trip away, this is where Jamie finds herself, laying face up, unconscious, having her tendons reconnected after a foul move during a practice scrimmage. Jamie is expected to make a full recovery, and is expected to be able to continue playing her sport after a period of rest and physical therapy. However, the outcome wasn't as planned. Instead, Jamie became one of the 3.7% of Americans to fall victim to a medical error. While laying helpless upon the operating table, Jamie was invaded by antibiotic-resistant bacteria, commonly known as the superbug. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria are formed by the repeated or extended exposure of bacteria to antibiotic in incomplete courses, allowing the bacteria to evolve to resist it. This superbug plagued Jamie, causing her to grow sick from the harsh medications used to remove it. A few risky months and a brush with death later, Jamie is on the road to recovery. Medical errors such as the one Jamie overcame are more common than people want to believe. Medical errors have no set regulation for being reported. Some countries, such as Canada, don't have any laws regarding medical errors at all. However, due to a surge of research in this area, professionals were able to put together a general set of data showing medical errors to be the third leading cause of death in the U.S. Most medical errors do not come from bad doctors, but rather what researchers called systemic problems, referring to lapses in communication and the decreased use of safety nets. Medical errors will never disappear, for we are human, and to err is human. However, the way we handle errors and how we record them will bring down the rate in which they are made. Medical errors are typically avoidable, and with increased regulations, periodic testing, as well as an informed public, errors may be reduced, and the trust between doctors and patients may be fully restored.